we are now on the last installment of our series Phenomenal. So, pag sinabi bang phenomenal, ano bang ibig sabihin nun? Diba? Usually when we hear the word phenomenal, it means very impressive or exceptional. Diba? Unusual. And for the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about unlikely people who exemplified unlikely faith. So, just to give you a recap, on the first week, we learned about yung blind beggar, which is Bartimaeus. He realized that desperate faith knows and believes that Jesus is the answer. Lord, ikaw lang yung answer, no option. On the second week naman, we've talked about the radical faith. Sino naman makatin dito ng second week? We've talked about radical faith. We've talked about the life of the sinful woman. She realized that radical faith knows that Jesus is all we need. So tonight, we're going to talk about another person in the Bible who also exemplified unlikely faith. So bago tayo mag-start, gusto ko muna kayong tanungin. And dahil masayang-masaya ako na nagpipreach ako ngayon sa harapan niyo, gusto kong magbigay ng prizes dun sa mga may lakas ng loob mas sumagot sa question ko. Ito yung question, what are the things that amaze you? Pwedeng ano yan? Pwedeng bagay? Pwedeng tao yan? Pwedeng idea? Or anything? What are the things that amaze you? Okay, sino yung malakas yung loob na ano na sasagot dito? Ayun, si ate. Nakita ko siya yung una nagtaas ng kamay eh. Anong name mo?
Nika.
Nika, from what school? Ah, okay. Ah, teacher ka ba? Okay, sige. So, Nika, what are the things that amaze you?
Isa lang po.
Ano yun?
Moon.
Moon.
Pag nakikita ko yun, wow.
Ah, wow na wow talaga. Moon. Nakita niya, wow. Thank you, Nika. Okay, sino naman yung susunod? Sino, sino? Okay. Yun, yun. Kuya, anong name mo?
Johan po.
Johan, from what school?
Sa Telena.
Woohoo! Sa Telena daw! Okay. O, Johan, what are the things that amaze you?
The love of God.
Ha? Ang lalim? Napaka-religious nito. The love of God. Bakit?
Kasi kay, despite of all my, yung kalokohan ko po, minahal pa rin niya ako.
Ah, okay. Diba usually, na-amaze tayo sa iba't ibang bagay. May mga tao na na-amaze sa nature. Diba ako, isa ko sa mga, pag nakakita ko ng nature, parang, wow, amazing. Diba, yung iba naman, na-amaze sila sa ibang tao kasi sobrang talented nila, katulad na lang ni Yeng Constantino. May isa akong VG, ano eh, sobrang fan na fan talaga siya ni Yeng, youngster na youngster. Yung iba naman, amazed na amazed sila kay Justin Bieber. Sino rito yung mga believer? Yes, sorry. Believer, believer po ako, ni Jesus. And yung iba naman, na-amaze sila kapag pumunta sila dito. Sa Disneyland, theme park, di ba? Ako, what are the things that amaze me? Siguro, kapag nakikita ko tong lugar na to, sa Maldives yan, Maldives. Di ba parang, grabe Lord, napakaganda ng place na yan. Gusto kong pumunta dyan after kong ikasal. Ay. Tapos, meron ba akong isang kinakaka-wow na tao? Sobrang na-amaze ako sa taong ito kapag nag-ano siya, dab, sa siya yung, di ba, iba-iba yung ano, reaction ng mukha. Sobrang na-amaze ako. Si Yaya, dab, di ba, yung, nakaka-amaze eh, di ba? Meron, tayo, we are usually amazed kapag nakikita natin tong bagay nito, parang kaiba siya, maganda siya, di ba, parang exceptional talaga. And alam nyo ba na hindi lang pala tayo yung na-amaze? Even si Jesus pala, na-amaze din. Grabe, no? Si Jesus. In the story that we will be talking about tonight, we will learn about what made Jesus amazed. Ano yung nakapagpa-amaze kay Jesus? So, let us read Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 13. And can I invite all of you to stand in reverence of God's word? And let's just read this all together. 1, 2, 3, go. When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. I will come and heal him. But the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. Verse 9, come, and he comes, and to my servant do this, and he does it. Verse 10, When Jesus heard this, he marveled at Jesus and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, have I found such faith in the kingdom of heaven?" Verse 12, "While the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness, in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And verse 13, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, I just pray for the hearts of these young people, Lord God, that as I preach your word, they will really understand it, Lord God, and they will not leave this room empty, God, but they will leave this with a change of heart. Lord, anoint your word, Lord. Bless the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Kanina, di ba, we've talked about the things that amaze us. And alam nyo ba that Jesus was also amazed. Na-amaze siya dun sa faith ng centurion, di ba? Nung nabasa natin yung story, na-amaze siya dun sa faith ng centurion. But my question is, what made Jesus marvel with the centurion's faith? Ano kaya yung nakapagpa-amaze dun sa kay Jesus, dun sa centurion na yun, sa faith ng centurion na yun? So we're going to look at the three things in the story. So para malaman natin ano ba yung bagay na yung nakapagpa-amaze kay Jesus dun sa faith ng centurion na yun. First, we're going to talk about the setting, and then the soldier, which is the centurion. And then we're going to talk about the servant. So first, let us go on the setting. So let us read on verse 5. Sabi doon, "When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him." So noong mga panahon kasi na yun, si Jesus, sobrang kilalang kilala siya. He was well known that time because of his marvelous works, kasi nakapagpahil siya ng mga may sakit, nag-preach na siya sa iba't ibang lugar. So sobrang kilalang kilala daw si Jesus, sobrang kilalang kilala siya. Para siyang si Aldab ngayon at saka si JD, na kahit saan pumunta, parang okay, pagkakaguluhan siya. And then one time, si Jesus pumunta siya sa Capernaum. And then itong centurion na to, pinuntahan niya si Jesus, he appealed to him. And just to give you a background about centurion, ano nga ba yung centurion? Yung centurion, he is a Roman officer commanding 100 soldiers. He is a man of authority, a man of power, a man of stature. Diba? So, sobrang inirespeto tong centurion na to. Tapos, knowing that, knowing his credentials, he came forward to Jesus and appealed to him. Pag sinabi natin kasing appeal, it means to ask for help. And in fact, yung original word na ibig sabihin na ginamit doon sa appeal na yon, it means beg. And someone who is in a position is unlikely to beg. Di ba? Parang isipin nyo, a person is in a position. Sino yung head ng PNP ngayon? Diba parang head ng PNP, tapos tumapit sa hits, nag-beg, nag-ask ng help. Di ba? It's unusual. Napaka-unusual niya din. But why is it that this centurion came forward and appealed to Jesus with his power and authority? Pwede naman siyang pumunta sa mga doctors and anything. Kasi itong reason kasi ng centurion na to, the reason why pumunta siya kay Jesus is to really ask for help for his on behalf of his servant. Pwedeng gawin ng centurion na yun. But why is it that this centurion came forward to Jesus and appealed on behalf of his servant? Probably, ito kasi since si Jesus noong mga time na yun, sobrang sikat na sikat siya. Kilalang-kilala nga siya na isa sa mga nakapagpapagaling. Probably, this centurion believed. Then nagkaroon siya na believe na si Jesus yung makakapag-heal sa servant ko. That's why, instead of going to the doctors, he came forward to Jesus. Na-confident siya na itong taong to, ito yung makakapag-heal kay Jesus. Kasi diba tayo naman, we're not going to ask someone's self if we are not confident na yung tao na yun, hindi niya tayo kayang tulungan. So, ganun yung centurion. Probably, ganun yung centurion. Pumunta siya kay Jesus because he has the confidence. Ay, yung taong to, si Jesus, since nakapagpahil, narinig ko naman, nakapagpahil siya ng maraming tao, kaya niya rin i-heal yung servant. This centurion came to the right person. Yung object ng yung faith ng centurion na yun, which is Jesus, kinonsider niya na as powerful. Our faith in God makes us appeal to the right source of power. Our faith in God makes us appeal to the right source of power. Moving on. After we talk about the setting of the story, we're going now to the centurion. So, sabi doon, yung sabi sa verse 6, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. So, ito centurion na to, kaya nga siya lumapit kay Jesus at nag-ask ng help kasi nga yung servant niya is may sakit. Naisip ko lang, bakit itong centurion na to, may servant nga siya, for sure he has a lot of servants. Why is it that itong centurion na po, ano pa siya, lumapit pa siya kay Jesus on behalf of his servant? Pwede naman niyang i-dispose na lang yung servant niya. Yun. Ang nalalamig ako, sunugin niyo na lang yung servant natin dyan na paralyzed at suffering terribly. Sunugin na lang yan para mainita naman ako. Pwede niyang gawin yun, di ba? But he has so much faith. But this centurion has so much faith that he believes that Jesus can heal his servant na sobrang binavalue. Mayroong siyang faith kaya hindi niya ginawa yun. Alam niya na itong si Jesus, kaya niyang i-heal itong servant ko. And then, verse 7, sabi doon, and he said to him, I will come and heal him. Sabi ni Jesus, nung pumunta na doon yung centurion, nag-ask ng help, okay, sige, pupuntahan ko na siya. I-heal ko na yung servant mo. Makikita natin doon yung willingness ni Jesus. Diba yung willingness niya to heal the servant? Sometimes, the reason why we don't want to go to Jesus to pray, it's because we think that Jesus is not willing to answer our prayers. Jesus is not willing to help us. Pero we can see here yung willingness ni Jesus, yung willingness niya to heal the servant. And in verse 8, sabi rito, but the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. Ito yung ni-reply ng centurion, Lord, huwag ka nang pumunta. Huwag ka nang pumunta, hindi kasi ako worthy na pumunta ka din. Nakakita what the character na makikita mo dito sa centurion na to. Speaks of humility. Diba kasi itong centurion na to, he has all the reasons. He has all the reasons to think that he is worthy. Kasi diba, man of authority siya, meron siyang titulado siya. Diba? Kilala siya, respetado siya. But why is it na yung reaction niya, napupunta na siya si Jesus, pupunta na si Jesus doon, Lord, huwag ka nang pumunta. Just say the word. Huwag ka nang pumunta kasi hindi naman ako worthy na puntahan. Sometimes we're like that. Ako, guilty ako. Minsan kasi parang feeling ko I am so entitled. Parang kapag nag-pray ako kay Lord, sagutin mo to ha. Ako lang ba yung ganon? Kayo hindi ganon, no? Ako lang yung ganon. Parang pag nag-pray ka, Lord, sagutin mo yung prayer ko kasi nag-tights ako ha, kanina. Or Lord, leader ako. Nag-reach out ako ng mga students. Nag-1-to-1 ako. Sagutin mo yung prayer. We're like that. We're so entitled. But this centurion is in spite of his credentials. Diba? He has all the reasons to feel that he is worthy. Hindi niya ginawa yun. Hindi lang kasi yung credentials yung meron ng centurion natin. He's also a good man and generous. Sabi dun sa Luke chapter 7, verses 4 to 5, sabi dun, and when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, he is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he is the one who built us our synagogue. So, parallel to ng story nung pinag-uusapan natin ngayon. So, sabi rito, yung centurion na daw yun, yung centurion na yun, sobrang, kahit na hindi niya kalahi, kasi mga Jew to eh, and then yung centurion, he's not a Jew. Probably he's a Gentile. Kahit hindi niya kalahi, sobrang love niya yung mga Jew na yun. And aside from that, nagpatayo pa siya ng church. Diba, sobrang generous na centurion na to. So talagang, yung mga tao, iisipin talaga nila, worth it talaga tong centurion na to na puntahan mo dun, Jesus. Pero yung centurion na to, hindi siya ganun nag-isip. Yung centurion, sinasabi niya na, Lord, bigatin ako. Bigatin ako, pero Lord, mas bigatin ka. He has all the reasons to think that he is worthy. But his humility showed his faith more. Which means, our faith and humility go together. It does not contradict. Our faith would put us in the right place and realization that apart from Him, we are nothing. Apart from Jesus, we are nothing. Imagine this, yung faith mo and humility combined will make us realize more that our insufficiency is nothing compared to Christ's sufficiency. And as a result, yung as a result of being in a position of humility, itong centurion na to, he also realized and recognized yung authority ni Jesus. Kasi diba ito centurion na to, he has 80 to 100 soldiers frontline under him. Eh. Now, pag inutusan niya itong soldier na to, alam niya na itong soldier na to susunod because he has the authority. But yet, this centurion realized that his authority, yung authority niya is not enough para ma-heal yung servant niya. Diba? Hindi cover nung authority niya na mag-heal lang may sakit. That's why he needs someone na mas grabe yung authority and yung power sa kanya para ma-heal yung servant niya. And that is Jesus. Another authority in order for him, in order for his servant to be healed. My question is, how much revelation do we have of Jesus' authority? How much revelation do we have of Jesus' authority? And moving on, in verse 8, sabi doon, but the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. Itong centurion na to, hindi lang niya na-recognize yung authority ni Jesus. Meron din siyang confidence dun sa word ni Jesus, na Jesus, sabihin mo lang, may heal na tong ano ko, may heal na tong servant ko. Tayo ba, do we have that kind of confidence in the word of God? Do we have that confidence na yung power, oh, sa true power, sa power ni Jesus and authority niya, lahat ng mga pinramis niya sa atin will make it happen. Do you have the confidence na, Lord, sabihin mo lang, gagraduate ako. Sino dito yung mga graduating na? Nag-graduate ako, Lord. Di ba sabi mo, sa word mo, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Healing, Lord. Di ba sabi mo, by your stripes, I am healed. Wisdom. Di ba, Lord, willing ka magbigay noon? Salvation ng family ko. Di ba, Lord, sabi mo sa word mo, if I believe in you, me and my household will be saved. Do we have that kind of confidence in the word of God? You know what? It's really have to have a confident faith if we don't know His word, if we don't know God's word. Ang hirap eh. Parang ang hirap na magkaroon ng confidence kay God if we don't know His word. That's why, guys, I do really encourage you to read your Bible. Kasi when you read your Bible, you will know God's promises into your life. Ah, ito pala. Diba? And then mag-holdan ka doon. You will know His authority over things and over your life. And most especially, you will know Him personally. You will know Him personally. Sabi nga sa Romans 10, verse 17, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. We cannot have a confident faith if we don't know His word. We cannot have a confident faith if we don't know God's word. Because knowing God's word and authority will give you the confidence to trust and believe in Him. Knowing God's word and authority, God's word and authority will give you the confidence to trust and believe in Him. Let's move on naman dun sa last thing na pag-uusapan natin, which is the servant. It says in verse 13, go, let it be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. Itong servant na to, in the first place, yun naman yung pinaka-point ng centurion kung bakit siya lumapit kay Jesus. Itong servant na to, he has no name, diba? Wala siyang background, and wala nga siyang about dun sa faith niya. Diba? But, yet, he was healed by Jesus' words and authority. This servant is a name. Probably, he's insignificant. But he was the recipient of God's healing, of Jesus' healing. You know what? Your confident faith in Jesus can be someone else's miracle. Yung confident faith mong yan, hindi lang yan para sa'yo. It's not just for your family. It's not just for your campus, but for the nation and for the whole world. Balik tayo doon sa question kanina. What made Jesus marvel with the centurion's faith? What made Jesus marvel with the centurion's faith? His confident faith that trusts in His words and authority. Na-amaze si Jesus sa centurion na to, because of that confident faith of that centurion in his words and his authority. At alam nyo ba, hindi lang yung centurion yung makakapagpa-amaze kay Jesus. Hindi lang yung centurion yung makakapagpa-amaze sa kanya. Pwede din natin mapa-amaze si Jesus by our faith, sa faith natin. Diba? When you believe in his words, when you believe in his authority, pwede natin mapa-amaze si Jesus because confident faith trusts in Jesus' words and authority. Confident faith trusts in Jesus' words and authority. Can I just invite all to just close our eyes and bow down our heads? I just want to pray for the three groups of people. If you know in yourself na parang, ay, parang ako yung sinasabi ni Ate Lady na feeling ko deserving ko to eh. Feeling ko na when I come to Jesus, feeling ko deserve ko to. Deserve ko ma-receive yung blessings niya and favor niya. Na, pero in totoo, we don't deserve anything. We deserve hell. Because Jesus loves us. He gives us, binigay niya yung blessings and favor na yun for us. If that is you, you're asking God for humility, Lord, I don't want to be, ayoko, unlike this servant, gusto ko maging katulad ng centurion na yun. He humbled himself before you, in spite of his credentials. If that is you, I want you to raise your hand. Thank you, Lord. I just pray for you. Lord, thank you because you said in your word, God, that you oppose the proud and give grace to the humble. Lord, I pray for these people, Lord God, that they will just realize, Lord God, that apart from you, they are nothing, Panginoon. Lord, I pray, God, that you're gonna give them the grace, Lord God, for them to be able to humble themselves before you. Lord, I pray that you will always reveal to them, Lord God, na they are just, Lord, yung blessings and favor na binibigay mo, it's just because of your grace. It's just because of your mercy, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you're gonna reveal, Lord God, kung ano yung ibig sabihin ng humility, Lord God, sa kanila. Thank you, Lord God, for these people, God. Lord, yung pagtaas nila lang kamay, Lord God, ano na yun eh, humility na yun, Lord God. Eh. So, I just pray for them, Lord God, that you're gonna bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I also want to pray for another group of people. Kung ikaw yung tao na nawalan kaya ng confidence doon sa word ni God, kasi antagal-tagal na eh. Tagal ko na itong pinag-pray eh. Tagal-tagal ko na itong kiniklaim. Pero, di pa rin nangyari. Parang, nawalan na ako ng confidence na magtiwala doon. If that is you, I want to pray for you. I want you to know na yung promises ni Lord, it's all yes and amen. It will come to pass sa tamang panahon. If that is you, without looking around, I want you to raise your hand. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just pray for these people, Lord God. Lord, I pray, God, that you're just gonna remind them, Lord God, that you are a promise giver and a promise keeping God. That when you said na ito mangyayari to, it will really happen. Lord, I pray that these people will just put their trust in you, Lord. They will just put their faith in you, God. Now, whatever happens, Lord, maniniwala sila sa word mo. Maniniwala sila sa promise mo. Lord, I pray that you're gonna renew their faith in your word and authority, God. Bless these people. In Jesus' name. Amen. Last group of people that I want to pray. If you're believing for healing, diba? If you're believing for healing, katulad ng ginawa ni Jesus dun sa servant ng centurion yon, He can heal you. Not just you, but even your family. Kung may nararamdaman ka sakit ngayon, or yung membro ng pamilya mo may sakit, I want to pray for you. If that is you, you're believing for healing, or healing ng family mo, I want you to raise your hand. Lord, thank you for you said in your word, Lord God, that by your stripes, Lord God, by the stripes of Jesus, Lord, they are healed, Panginoon. We are healed. Lord, we're claiming that, Lord God. We're claiming, Lord God, na you, itong mga taong to, even yung family, Lord God, they will be healed, Panginoon, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that from the top of their heads, Lord God, and from the sole of their feet, Lord God, there will be healed, Panginoon. They will be healed, Panginoon. Mawawala yung ano man sakit na katawan na meron sa Lord God. We speak against sickness, Panginoon. We speak against the things that they're nararamdaman nila, Lord God. We claim, Lord God, yung perfect health na pinramis mo sa amin. We claim, Lord God, yung healing upon the lives of these people. Thank you, God, because you are the God of heal. You are the heal. You are our healer, Panginoon. You are the God who will restore our body, Panginoon. Thank you for the lives of these people. We're claiming their healing. In Jesus' name, amen.